Dr. Stan back here, once again, coming deep from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us in studio Jeannie Soderman, and Jeannie is a researcher. She comes up with some of the most amazing things. Of course, she was back at the Millennium Conference there in the year 2000, back with Gorbachev and Stephen Rockefeller and all of these internationalists. But Jeannie, of course, has done the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the plan for worldwide genocide. If you haven't read the Global Biodiversity Assessment or her summary of that, this was the master plan put together in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. But of course, her summary is in our sustainable development syllabus. If you don't have it, you should have it. It has the World Bank water policy. It has so much information on what's going on today, the population control agenda. But today we're going to be talking about the plan to use water to control us. Now, there are lots of ways to provide adequate water. I mean, here in the area where we live, there are all sorts of places to put in dams. In fact, any efforts to put in dams have been very effectively suppressed by the people here. Why? Because they want a problem. If they don't have a problem, how can they use the threat of water shortages to control us, to control our wells, to control every aspect of our society? So believe me, there is an organized program out there, and Jeannie has really been working on this. And if you think, well, this isn't going to involve me, you have to understand their ultimate plan is, of course, to allow us about 10 gallons of water a day. That wouldn't even allow you to flush your toilets as much as you're doing. And you say, why would anybody want to do that? Because they want to control you. That's what this is really all about. That's what the war on terrorism is about. That's what the sustainable development is all about. That is, of course, what this whole shortages of water. Now you're seeing all sorts of articles they plant. Oh, we've got the shortage of water coming down. And here in the Monterey Bay area, we have all sorts of water, but we're not allowed to develop it. Had we put in the Zayanti Dam many years ago, we wouldn't have the problem. But that was very effectively blocked. Oh, it was the Zayanti humpback slug. Oh, we've got to protect the Zayanti humpback slug. I mean, you wouldn't want the Zayanti humpback slug to become extinct, would you? Of course, there wasn't any Zayanti humpback slug, but there were, of course, bumper stickers and all sorts of programs to save the non-existent slug. And they did a great job, and they effectively blocked creating a solution to the problem that would have held us to the end of this century. So they create the problems, and now they want to solve them. Jeannie, thank you so much for being with us.
You know, I can talk about water, but what I thought I was going to talk about was the mandatory vaccination.
All right, let's talk about the mandatory vaccination and this whole long-range plan that they have for the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that was planned long before 9-1-1. But, of course, the whole idea, of course, is to begin bringing in these programs to force people to be vaccinated. And go ahead, Jeannie.
Yeah, I think water is so important, and I have researched that in the last few days and come up with some amazing findings, Dr. Stan. So we should actually do a show on water, because they do plan to take away the private water wells here in Santa Cruz County. But I thought today was most important on the mandatory vaccinations, because there's a hearing coming up in Sacramento this Wednesday. And
we're going to have to interrupt you there. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest today, Jeannie Soderman. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Jeannie Soderman, who, of course, is a close personal friend of mine. And, of course, she's been researching so many different issues. And today we're going to be talking about the whole idea of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. It was really drawn up a year before the terrorist attack, but we can't let the American people realize that everything is scripted, everything was planned. We have the plan that was drawn up certainly many, many months before the so-called September 11th terrorist attack. But this is long-range planning to begin to use the threat to the public health to control the individuals. And so, legislation has been introduced in literally every step, every state in the United States. And, of course, the government sends people in and, of course, cajoles them, encourages them to pass these draconian laws. And if you read the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, they can take your home. They can force you to be vaccinated. It becomes a crime if you refuse to be vaccinated. And yet, of course, you have no protection if there's a complication and the vaccine manufacturers are protected. If something is safe, why, of course, do they want to give the vaccine manufacturers protection? If there's nothing to worry about, why do the vaccine manufacturers insist on the protection so you can't sue them? Go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, right now we're following a bill in Sacramento, and it's AB, it's Assembly Bill 206. And it's called the Emergency Health Powers Act. This same bill was introduced last year by a Keith Richmond, and he's the only medical doctor in the legislature. And so last year of 2002, it was introduced in January, and we followed it very carefully because it's so draconian. What's coming up this year is the same bill, because last year it was put under suspension at the Appropriations Committee in the Assembly. Now it's in the Assembly again in the Appropriations Committee. And we're very concerned that they want this bill to go through.
All right, well, what's wrong with the bill? I mean, what's wrong with public health, Jeannie?
Well, public health is wonderful, but this particular AB 206 gives public health officials and state governors the power to arrest, transport, quarantine, drug, and vaccinate anyone suspected of carrying a potentially infectious disease.
All right, we're going to have to be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Jeannie Solomon. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, our guest is Jeannie Solomon. All of our stations are on board. Jeannie, why don't you pick up the story?
We have a potentially dangerous draconian bill in Sacramento right now. It's called the Emergency Health Powers Act. And what it does, it gives the public health officials and state governors actually draconian powers. They call them special powers.
Special powers. And, you know, it's amazing, Jeannie, how they're playing games with our minds. You know, you can go to the paper today. I've been watching this. I've been collecting clippings on the SARS epidemic. Now, you have to understand that when you see one article a day, why, that is to focus your attention on it. You see two articles a day, three articles a day. Day after day in the Wall Street Journal, I found five articles repeatedly in the Wall Street Journal. Why are they all there? They're to focus on the danger of this terrible SARS epidemic that threatens us all, and we're all going to die of SARS. And 30,000 people die of influenza in the United States every year. But, of course, 500 people have died throughout the whole world of SARS. But, of course, we're going to focus our attention on it, the importance of public health. We're being set up for something. They have something in mind. When you see them coordinating the media all across America, whether Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, U.S. News, Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of the vehicles, television, radio, everything focusing on the same story, they're up to something, and you need to understand that everything is coordinated almost as if by a giant hand. Who determines what we read about? Why, the people who are shaping our reality. And of course, isn't it interesting that all this falderal is going on, and, oh, the terrible threat of SARS, I mean, when the Chinese communists killed 44 million of their own people, starved them to death intentionally in 60 and 61, and I was, of course, reading the papers at that time, never a mention of it. 44 and a half million people. The story is told in a book called The Hungry Ghosts. I know people who've been there, talked to the people who survived that terrible Holocaust when so many Chinese died. And 500 people, 600 people die in the world, and suddenly, oh, there's terrible threat. But we've got legislation we're working on in Sacramento, on every state legislature across America, because we're from the government, and we're here. We're going to need draconian power, but we're here to help you. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, this bill, AB 206 in Sacramento, California, it actually creates new crimes. If they come to your door, that is the public health authorities in your area, they can be backed up by local police, and the local police can be backed up by what they classified as the organized militia. And as we know, that's the National Guard under the jurisdiction of the Army.
But, Jeannie, they've always had power. The public health officer's always been the most powerful official in any community. The trouble is they refused to use this epidemic to stop the AIDS epidemic, and almost a half a million Americans are dead. Another 850,000 to 950,000 by the CDC's own estimates are infected and will die of this epidemic. And the public health officials have steadfastly refused to do what was necessary to save the lives of the homosexuals and the blacks, who are predominantly the ones the IV drug users, and with, on occasion, white heterosexuals. But it's primarily a disease of homosexuals and blacks. They refused to do anything to save their lives, but now suddenly they want draconian power, and we should trust them. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, that's interesting about the AIDS virus, and in this bill, AB 206, it does not include the occurrence of the AIDS virus.
Isn't that interesting? It's for every other disease but AIDS, so I guess they're just going to let the homosexuals and the blacks and the IV drug users die. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's excluded from this. Yes,
specifically excluded. Oh, ask yourself, why do you think that is? Do you think that they're really trying to stop AIDS? Or is this, so we're just, of course, going through the motions. Oh, we're going to spend all the money on treatment, but how about prevention? Oh, well, we're going to do pretest counseling to discourage doctors. Well, now after 20 years, they've suddenly decided maybe pretest counseling isn't so important, and the CDC is at long last at least recommending we doctors do now today what they should have done 20 years ago.
How this Emergency Health Powers Act comes into being, our governor, Davis, will create an executive order, and he will say there's a health emergency. He doesn't even have to consult with any public health authorities, anyone. He, as the governor, can create this public health emergency.
But that literally makes him a dictator, doesn't it? Under the provisions of this this legislation, which is the most draconian legislation you've ever heard of. But, of course, we're worried about the SARS epidemic. We're worried about what's going on in Iraq. We're worried about the budgets. But, of course, when was the last time you read articles day after day after day about the fact that Governor Davis, or any state governor, literally becomes a dictator if this legislation that was put forward by the CDC a year before the terrorist attack, if this becomes law now, why, of course, freedom as we know it will become a thing of the past. And of course, whenever Governor Davis thinks that there might be some sort of a health emergency.
Well, Governor Davis, by this executive order, it actually creates martial law in the state of California, because in the AB 206 bill, it does specify that this particular bill will have priorities over any state statute, rule, or regulation. So this is at the apex of all the rules. If there's any statutes in California that contradict with this bill, AB 206, then AB 206 will have a priority over any other statute. So that means our Constitution of the state of California goes out the window, and we are actually into martial law. It also gives dictatorial powers to the Department of Health Services of the state of California. They actually give special powers to the health department in your county or city. And they can designate anyone to have these powers to come to your property. And it's arbitrary. If there's a neighbor that says, oh, I think my neighbor's sick, and this neighbor might have a virus that you might be looking for, the public health authority in your county or city can come to your home, knock on your door with the local police behind them or the National Guard and say, you must come for a medical examination. And also, they would like to give you a mandatory vaccination.
Now, what happens if you refuse the vaccination? Because, of course, you're very concerned because you realize, of course, that they have passed special legislation that nobody is responsible if you have a terrible complication from it, and you certainly can't sue the vaccine manufacturers. What happens if you say, I don't want the vaccination?
Well, this is new crimes. It becomes a misdemeanor.
It becomes a crime, and you can actually be imprisoned and fined for refusing to take the vaccine because, of course, these people are for the government, and they're here to help us because they're so much smarter than we are.
Well, you will be put into quarantine, and it says nothing about keeping the families together.
Now, well, of course, if you wanted to quarantine somebody in the home, that's one thing. What happens if they want to put you in a camp? Is there any provision for special camps for where you'll be exposed to all sorts to people with disease?
Well, they don't say anything about special camps, but they say they will put you into quarantine facilities.
Facility, that doesn't sound like your home to me.
No, it's very broad and very vague, this particular law. And what can happen also, if they feel the public health authority, now they have dictatorial powers, if they feel your home has spores, say like anthrax spores, or it's a danger to public health, whatever virus that they are looking at that point in time. It says in this bill, they can destroy your property, and it specifies real estate.
But of course, you have no compensation for that, do you?
No compensation. They do say that if they take a facility, the state or the public health authority takes a facility, that's very broad terms, they will pay compensation for that use of the facility. And that could be a facility where they're going to house people for quarantine.
But what happens if they take your house because they feel it might be contaminated and they destroy it? After all, the only thing to do would be to burn something down if they thought it contained deadly spores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what compensation would it be for the individual then?
There is zero. No compensation. It says that in the bill.
What about your fire insurance? Would that cover it?
Not sure at all, because remember now, we're in martial law, and everything is for reasonable cause, and if they think arbitrarily, this is the State Department of Public Health and the local public health authority, then that can be burned, the house. Now, this comes down to, remember the movie Dr. Stan Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit 451, and that was the temperature where paper actually goes into combustion and it starts on fire. And I remember that movie where the fire engines came to the home and they didn't put out fires. They actually burned the homes and burned all the books in the home. And they would gather all the books, which is history, where they took all the books throughout the home, put it in a pile, and they actually doused them with kerosene and oil and lit a match. They had flamethrowers at that time.
Now, it reminds me of like a local library authority. My friend Tom Quinn went down, looked through their big bin that they had outside. It was just stuffed full of books they were destroying. A lot of them were good conservative books. They're all being destroyed by the local library. They've said they won't do it anymore, but who's checking?
Well, what a way.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time we have to tell you about some of the items that we have here that we hope that many of you, of course, will want to seriously getting to help us, of course. And
lovers, this is radio health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and one of the things that we've got for our family, and I hope that many of you want to seriously consider getting, is a Big Berkey water filter. And now, of course, we can't buy a Big Berkey water filter here in California because of government regulations, but we can get a Berkey Light. Basically, these are water filters so that if you have bad taste in your water, or you have any question about bacteria in your water, or chemicals in your water that you want to get out, this is certainly a lot better than drinking, say, distilled water, because distilled water, you've taken most of the minerals out of this distilled water, the normal minerals that would be there. But, of course, the various water filters, whether it's a Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, filter out the bacteria, they filter out cryptosporidium, they filter out many of the harmful minerals, and leaving the good minerals in place. So the Big Berkey, of course, is a stainless steel. It's a standard. It's got ceramic filters. They've been around for 150 years. They're what the missionaries use, and you can buy them for $279. We offer them for $239. And, of course, if you buy them through us, why, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video we produced, and, of course, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's the Big Berkey water filter. But, of course, they're not available in California or Iowa. However, the Berkey Light, which is a made of a clear substance. It's what they use bulletproof glass for, with a different type of filter. It's called a Black Berkey filter, and, of course, these work. Really, they don't filter the water. They purify the water, and, of course, they're very, very efficient a means of getting out literally all of the bacteria. There's with even billions of bacteria in a liter, why they were not able to measure any afterwards. It takes out most of the minerals as well. It does an excellent job on MTBE and other minerals and all the heavy metals. So if you'd like to find out about the Berkey Light, it's $199. You can get it with lights. It's an extra $60. But you can get one without lights in it, $199. Filters 2.5 gallons of water at a time. They're portable. It's very attractive. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can see the Berkey water filters there. And, of course, if you want to get the special additive filters for the Big Berkey that will take out the fluoride, you can. But they're not available in the filters we have in California at the present time. The legislature wants you to drink that fluoride with all of the deleterious effects that it has. And if you doubt that, we'll be glad to send you material on really what's wrong with fluoridated water, which they're forcing on the people across the state. But if you'd like to get the Berkey Light, it's available in every state but Iowa. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for a Berkey water filter. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Jeannie Soderman. And, of course, at some places you're listening to us this is evening, but it's still afternoon here in California, and it's a beautiful afternoon, I might add. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have any questions you'd like to ask Jeannie, because she's been studying this and following it for us, ladies and gentlemen, this is horrible legislation. And the fact that you're not reading about this, that your attention is being diverted by a very clever effort, of course, to keep you watching what's happening overseas, what's happening in China, what's happening in Hong Kong, what's happening in Taiwan, but not, of course, what's happening here at home, to your freedom. As little by little, our freedom is progressively eroded, and, of course, we're a nation of laws, and once these laws are in place, who can object to it, especially when they come to your door? with the police or the National Guard, because, of course, there's a terrible, terrible epidemic. And if you want to know where some of these epidemics come from, you need to get our April newsletter, because it goes into, well, you really want to read it. And, of course, we simply quote from the government records talking about creating new forms of disease for mass killing. And we have the original government documents. You'll want to get this and read it. Our April newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. More. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were talking about this assembly bill in Sacramento, California. It's AB 206. And we mentioned that a local health authority can come to your home if they feel you might have, it doesn't have to be verified, that you might have picked up a virus, say smallpox virus or anthrax, and they can come to your home and demand that you have a medical test. And if they feel you will have a mandated vaccination. We also talked about they have the authority to destroy your real estate, your home, and your belongings if they feel, and the bill says, that these facilities or materials may endanger the public health.
Well, now, what about the ability to seize your property and your car and all the other things? That was in the original legislation. That was, of course, financed by our tax money through the Centers for Disease Control. Are those same things in here?
Yes, it's a similar bill to last year, AB 1763, which was fought and it went away, but it kind of was dormant, and then it popped up again this January of 2003. But what it talks about specifically is the property, the real estate being destroyed. And I thought this was very interesting on the Sacramento analysis of this bill, AB 206. They said before the property is to be destroyed, there would be civil proceedings against the property. And I was talking to my husband about that, and he says, well, the property is guilty. This is pre-law times, before common sense came into law. So now they're going to charge the property and then destroy the property.
That's sort of like they had the Admiralty Law, where, of course, during the days of the pirates, they would actually, of course, seize the ships and destroy them because, of course, they were being used for illicit purposes. And so this is really getting away from constitutional law going into Admiralty Law.
Yeah, well, actually, if this law if they pass it and then our governor makes an executive order implementing Emergency Health Powers Act, this AB 206, then what will happen is, yes, we're into martial law. We don't have a state constitution. We don't have a Bill of Rights. This will supersede any law statute that's on the California books.
Now, of course, in the original law, why, of course, this went for 60 days, and then, of course, if two-thirds of the legislature voted to overturn it, why, of course, you could the legislation was overturned. Of course, with the Democratic legislature that we have, they have two-thirds of the votes already. There's no way you could come up with a two-thirds opposition. Two-thirds the people would overthrow it. Is that same stipulation in here?
It's identical. It's the same.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think you have to understand, we originally had a concept where we would, of course, pass laws locally. What they're doing is passing these laws or getting them together, writing them, paying for them at the national level, and then, of course, sending their agents into the local state legislatures, knowing full well that, of course, it would be unconstitutional to do this at the national level, going to every state, and then, of course, bribing the legislators into going along with this, of course, telling them, look at the SARS, we've got to do something about this terrible epidemic, why we could strike America, and Americans could be dying. We've got to have the power here. Give us the power. We're from the government. We're here to help you. And, of course, you're going to invoke this at the state level. And won't that be good? The dictatorship would be a state rather than federal. But who's putting the whole thing together? The federal government.
Now, in California, in the...
We Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when we need to tell you about some of the other items that we carry. And certainly, of course, you know we carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we do hope that many of you out there will seriously consider just giving them a try. We really think that they're excellent. We use them for many months before we offer them to our listeners. There's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, and a gel, and of course there is a neutralizing, a solution. It's a very alkaline solution, which many people use for a heartburn. I know my wife uses it, but we can't make any claims on any of these products because the Federal Drug Administration doesn't approve of people talking about any health benefits that come from something that they have not, of course, authorized. So all we can do is tell you that many of our listeners use the products and they tell us amazing, truly amazing stories. And they call and tell us the benefits of these products. All we can do is offer them to you and say if you'd like to try them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for the Miracle 2 soap products or ask for information about the Miracle 2 soap products, and we'll be glad to send them to you. And then, of course, we also carry something called Phenopoly. And Phenopoly is a program designed to teach children who are victims of government schools how to read phonetically, how to spell phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically. And in 16 hours, you can undo all the harm that's been done by the planned program and in the government schools to dumb down children so they can't read or understand what's going on. So if you'd like to, of course, get a Phenopoly set, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, most of these programs, or many of these programs, are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This is $139.95. It's not one game. It's five board games and two bonus games played like Monopoly. And we offer you a free book or a free, actually two free books when you buy a Phenopoly set through us. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we'll be glad to get you a Phenopoly set. We've had excellent results with them. I've had people who are 30, 40, 50, 60 years old just buy them to play it themselves, and they have benefited from it, and sometimes they'll play it over and over again to learn the basic rules of English and the basic sounds of the English language that are not taught in schools today. As we have a program that is designed not to educate, but to dumb down, all you need to do is look at Jay Leno and see the end result of what's happened to so many of our children in school who know far more about sex and about Shakespeare, about global warming than about geography or geology. Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our special guest this afternoon is Jeannie Soderman, and we're talking about the legislation which is in Sacramento that will allow the government to basically declare a dictatorship if, of course, there is any sort of a health threat, an epidemic of some sort. Well, we saw the anthrax attack immediately after September 11th, but you know, it's the strangest thing about that attack. The FBI can't figure out just who sent those letters, those anthrax-laced letters. They have come to the conclusion that the anthrax came from own military labs. And you know, Vice President Dick Cheney suspected what was going to happen because he and his staff went on to Cipro on the very evening of September 11th. Now, if they suspected or knew there was going to be an anthrax attack, wouldn't you think that they would have told other people? Maybe if they thought it was going to come through the mail, the people in the mail, but they started Cipro for themselves and the White House staff, but not for the general public. Let's go to John, who's calling. Hi, John. Where are you calling from?
Salinas,
okay, fine. A question or comment?
It's a question and a comment. I just wanted to find out from your guests to see, since you're selling the water Berkey, the one that can be bought in California, the one that probably won't take out certain types of bacteria.
No, the one in California, the Berkey Light, actually, will get out the bacteria better than any other water filter in the country. It's a water purifier, much more so than a water filter.
Would it get out the, let's say you could put this new the new disease.
You're talking about SARS? Well, that is a virus. And, of course, there is nothing that will get a virus out. You would actually filter the water, and then you'd have to put chlorine in it. The chlorine, of course, would probably kill it, although we don't know because this has only been around for a short period of time, and we're not making any suggestions for SARS. We really can't because not known. Any other questions, John?
No, that's all.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Fred calling in here. Fred, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just wanted to have a comment. I wanted to tell Jeannie that before I moved down here from Oregon, and we always watched and called California the bellwether state because we would watch the legislation that come out down here and what happened here. And then it spread out all over the country. And it seemed like this was the state that the government, the federal government, would test out.
Yeah, you're right.
Certain aspects of what they wanted to do before they did it.
You're exactly right because they're coming at us fast and furious. And when I have my show on water, you really understand they're after California. They're after control the resources, and they want to vaccinate us.
And, of course, I will tell you, if you haven't just seen my June and July newsletters from last year and you have access to the Internet, they're, of course, available on my website, June and July of 2002, to learn about all the wonderful things that have happened with vaccines. Do you know that in the last 4 years, the incidence of autism in the United States has doubled? And, see, they can't figure out why it is, and yet, of course, they've been putting mercury that they know is toxic to the brain and giving it to newborns in the nursery and saying that children who won't use that are guilty of child abuse. And then they pass special laws to protect the vaccine manufacturers, or I should say Eli Lilly, they don't make vaccines anymore. They just make the thimerosal that they've been putting in toxic doses into the childhood vaccines given in nurseries, but they can't figure out why autism is up 100% in 4 years. Anything else, Fred?
No, that's it.
Okay, fine. Let's go to John. Is this George calling from Canada?
This is George, Dr.
Smith. Okay, good to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Two things. Number one, it's interesting what Jeannie was saying because during the whole SARS situation here that we've had, it's interesting people's attitudes with people that were supposed to be quarantined at home and didn't, the anger that was in society over that.
Well, I really think that, you know, if there's a question, you should be willing to stay at home to protect your fellow man. I just don't think you ought to be put into a camp with other infected people.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it just, there's a, I guess if you're up here and you sort of experience the mentality that people are going through, the fear that you can see how people would very much quickly buy into forced
vaccination, sure. But they manipulate the people. Now, for our listeners, why George actually lives, you live in Toronto,
yes,
don't you?
Is,
very
yeah.
close behind. Why?
Yes, in fact, we're in one of the major hospitals here on Friday with my wife, and even though everything is safe, they're still maintaining procedures, you know, with reporting your name and if you don't have to be in there, not to be in there, etc. So they want to make sure this thing is totally gone before it maybe comes back again, which it doesn't. But I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you elaborate, and I'll take the answer off the air, could you elaborate a little bit more in terms of what is going to be in those vaccinations, please? Thank you.
Well, they won't tell us what's in the vaccination. They won't tell us
what
they're going to be.
What do the two of you think?
What?
What do the two of you think is going to be in
All I can say is if you have any question, read Tom Clancy's novel, Rainbow Six.
Hmm.
And Clancy says in the front of this, as he does a lot of research for his books, he says in the front of the book, there's information here that the government doesn't want you to know about. He's read many of the same books I have. He talks about the program of sustainable development and, of course, the genocidal policies that are out there. And if you don't get my newsletter, and we'd be glad, well, then you'll want to be sure to read the April newsletter. Just go. It's a little late, but it's just going out now. I think you'll enjoy it. If you can enjoy reading something like that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, George.
Okay,
fine.
Dr. Stan, I might answer that very generally after looking at research and looking at the blueprint of the elitists. I believe it might be something that would depress the immune system. And so it's very hard to blame anyone that you have a disease and you can blame it on the vaccinations. So we know that what keeps us healthy is a good, strong immune system. And that's the only answer I can really say at this time.
And, of course, the thing is that the vaccines challenge our immune system. Now, we know that we have over 200,000 ill Gulf War veterans who came back from the Gulf War. I mean, we only lost a little over 100 or so men in battle, but 200,000 Gulf War veterans are ill today, and the government's lying. Now, some of them, I'm sure, are related to the vaccines, because many of these people, the sickest ones, have squalene in their blood. Squalene is an adjuvant that is used to increase the strength of vaccines. The government says, why, we never used any squalene, so where do these sickest of the veterans get the squalene from? But then the government also said, and you remember, no American serviceman was exposed to poison gas. No, you can believe us. Certainly General Schwarzkopf testified to that. Colin Powell testified. Neither one of them, incidentally, were sworn in before they testified. And then, well, the government said, well, maybe a few hundred were, a few thousand, 5,000, 10,000. The latest figure is they admit 130,000 of our veterans in the Gulf War were exposed to poison gas, not the poison gas that was released by the wicked Saddam Hussein, but poison gas that was released when the military was being told, of course, that there was a dump there that had all the poison gas in it that Saddam Hussein had not used. When that dump was blown up and, of course, released all of the poison gas into the air and contaminated our troops, but they couldn't admit that. And, of course, to this very day, they're denying all these veterans, of course, I think maybe 20,000 are getting benefits, and most of them are not getting benefits. And of course, why? Because it'd be so expensive. And you have to understand what they really feel about our boys. You need to get the book, Final Days, written by Woodward and Bernstein, on page 194. Henry Kissinger let us know what they think, as he referred to our fighting men as dumb, stupid animals to be used for public policy. Any of you want to get the book, Final Days, Woodward and Bernstein? Henry Kissinger, the man that the president picked to head the investigation of the 911, fortunately, he didn't head it, but of course he refers to our fighting men as stupid, dumb animals. I wonder what they think about the rest of us. Maybe are we stupid, dumb animals too, to be used in their grotesque experiments?
Well, I mentioned that to my husband. He was in the service, and he was not pleased. So
don't get mad at me. Get mad at Henry Kissinger.
Yeah. In the California Health and Safety Code section, 120365, this is the personal beliefs exemption in California law. Now, in many states, they have religious exemption, medical exemption, and in California, Colorado, Idaho, and a few other states, they have what they call philosophical exemption. This will no longer be in effect because it actually says in AB 206, the Emergency Health Powers Act, anybody unwilling or unable for reasons of health, religion, or conscience to undergo vaccination or treatment will be put into quarantine.
So if you have AIDS and you can't be vaccinated, they'll put you into quarantine. Oh, well, of course, if you have AIDS, why you're exempted from all this, aren't you? So, but if you have immune deficiency from some medicines you're taking for cancer, if you are pregnant, there are many, many reasons not to vaccinate people. In fact, of course, one reason why people question the smallpox vaccination is because about 25% of the people can't be vaccinated because of immune deficiency, because of hyperallergy, because, of course, they're pregnant, things of that sort. All of these say that you should not be vaccinated if you have altered immune deficiency, any status at all, or eczema or things of that sort. But they're going to force people to be vaccinated, or, of course, What will they do? Will they forcibly vaccinate them or just put them in prison?
They'll actually put them in quarantine. And
but it's a misdemeanor. I thought it's a crime.
Well, felony it will be if you try to get out of quarantine facilities. So this is where the felony comes up. Or if you try to visit someone in a quarantine or isolation area, there's going to be certain boundaries that you can't go past, and that will be a felony. So there's two new crimes, a misdemeanor and a felony.
Now, what is the misdemeanor? What does that involve? Is it?
That is when you will not go and take a medical examination and have a forced vaccination. That will be the misdemeanor.
All right. So if you refuse to be vaccinated, why, you become a criminal?
Yes. And also...
Now, does that involve fines and imprisonment?
Yes, right. Fines and penalties. And they're after the domestic animals. They're after the livestock. Because, Dr. Stan, this actually coincides with the biodiversity assessment report, where they said any hoofed animal would be unsustainable because it compacts the earth, Mother Gaia's body, her skin. And so this is a perfect way to get you out of the house, kill your cats and dogs, and go after your livestock, your cattle, your cows, your horses, your sheep, your goats.
Well, I think anybody who thinks that this is crazy really needs to get our sustainable development syllabus and, of course, read Jeannie's summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. Now, you can buy this at a bookstore. It costs about $69. It's 1,142 pages. It was published by the elite who rule the world. It was called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by the Cambridge University Press, and we have copies of it. We don't have them for sale, but of course you can order it through your local bookstore. The Global Biodiversity Assessment, but of course, who can read 1,142 pages? Jeannie, how long did it take you to summarize that?
I was on a little place in Central America for about 3 months, so I would say 3 months.
So you need to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, which is produced by Radio Liberty, and you get it by itself or with a four-tape set at a reduced price. But you need to get it. You need to study it. And then, of course, if you want to do the research, buy the original and check it out. I will tell you that it's all accurate. It's exactly as Jeannie says. They say, of course, that so many animals are not sustainable.
And it's interesting who supports this AB 206 mandated vaccinations. There's only one group, and that's the Health Officers Association of California.
They're the ones, of course, who've been fighting the AIDS epidemic so well that almost half a million Americans are dead, and another 850,000 to 950,000 infected. Boy, that's a great success. Are these the people we really want to entrust our health to?
And our government has what they have called a Vaccine Advisory Committee. And even the United States Vaccine Advisory Committee said this is crazy. We don't want to vaccinate everyone because the vaccine is not tested.
This is, are they speaking now of the smallpox or what?
Actually, this is smallpox. Yes.
All right, right. But the Vaccine Advisory Committee said this is crazy. We don't want to do it. And the government said we're going to do it anyway. They suggested vaccinating 50,000. The government said, well, planned to vaccinate 500,000 initially and then 10 million in all of the so-called healthcare providers. Fortunately, the healthcare providers were a lot smarter than the politicians, because only about 30-some thousand of them have gone and gotten vaccinated. So now they're going back to the drawing board. But of course, once they have this legislation through, you will no longer have the right to do with your body what you wanted to. This is one of the most frightening things I've ever seen. Because this is long-range planning, and they have an agenda. They don't need this legislation. They already have the right to quarantine people if they're infected and spreading the disease. So what are they doing it about? Well, you better read Rainbow Six. Read Tom Clancy's novel. It's all in novel form, but as Tom Clancy said, there's information here that the government doesn't want you to know.
I really like that ending.
Did
on
you
Rainbow
like that
Six.
Ending?
I loved it. The opposition groups for AB 206 on mandated vaccinations is the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Yeah, I'm a member of that.
Yes. Child and Family Protection Association, City and County of San Francisco,
Well, I hate to say I'm in agreement with them, but that's all right. I'm in agreement with them. Good for them.
The County Health Executives Association of California. Now, that's interesting. California State Association of Counties. And the counties are very upset because right now, under the laws of California, the Board of Supervisors, they have the authority to quarantine. This bill will take away power from the Board of Supervisors in the counties.
It's all about power, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the real trouble that we're facing today. Jeannie, it's been a fascinating, fascinating time. I want to thank you so much for being with us. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners in 20 seconds or less?
Oh, I always say we got to be informed, because if we're not informed, we don't know what's coming down the pike. And then if we're informed, we can remain free.
Amen. God bless you. Well, thank you so much for being our guest. We've been Jeannie Soderman, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this afternoon's program. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you about some of the other things we carry. One of the things, of course, we carry is food supplies. And, of course, people say, oh, well, nothing bad's ever going to happen. After all, you go down to the grocery store and you buy your food, and that's true. But what happens, of course, if you can't buy your food? What happens if you turn on the faucet, there's no water coming out? What happens if there is a major crisis? Because, obviously, they must know there's going to be a major crisis. Why are they coming up with all of these draconian rules and regulations? Why is the government buying massive amounts of food from Ready Reserve Food? And they're not telling you. Well, if you want to know what the government is buying, it's a lot of it is coming from the Ready Reserve Food Company, and we have their catalog. And it behooves you to have food and supplies and all the other things. How do you store water? How do you get the water out of the barrels? If you'd like a Ready Reserve Food Catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you a fruit catalog, and of course, we hope you'll want to get some of the items. If you do, send the order form back to us, and of course, we'll go ahead and get it in and see who get the product. So if you'd like a Ready Reserve fruit catalog, and at least begin making plans for the unthinkable and hope and pray it never happens. But of course, if it does happen, you've made no preparations of what you're going to say. So don't look to the government to solve your problems. Any more than the people of Afghanistan can look to the government over there, our government, to solve their problems. We can't even provide fresh drinking water or electricity or anything for the people over there. And the people who made preparations are surviving. The rest of the people, of course, are looting. And of course, you need to make preparations. You need to make them now. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we'll be glad to send you a free Ready Reserve food catalog. If you'd like to know what the Iraq War was really all about, did you know that it was planned, at least back in 1997, by a small group known as the Project for the New American Century? Well, you need to get our video, Iraq, The Untold Story. That's Iraq, The Untold Story. There's a syllabus that goes with that. You can get the syllabus by itself, or the video by itself, or get them both together by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We've got a wonderful video with Jeannie Soderman talking at the conference we had last fall about the Agenda 21 program. We have videos with certainly with Joan Paris and with our friend Bill Sardi. All of those videos are available. If you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you haven't seen my video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or my video on... Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when we have to wrap up the program. And certainly I just want to remind all of our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is listener supported. And we hope that many of you will decide you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us do what we do 5 hours every day, because that's how we're able to finance what we do. And of course, as we buy radio time on stations across America, and we have about 55 outlets every week now. and it's been a long process of building up the base of support, but quite frankly, many people are being badly hurt by what's happening in the economy, and if you can possibly help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do. If you'd like to simply subscribe to the newsletter, you can. If you'd like a free copy of the latest newsletter, which deals with the plans for genocide that are already in place in the world today. And you'll read the documentation, not what I say, but what they say. Our telephone number, 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. That's 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for a free copy of the April newsletter. And, of course, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can pull down all of our old letters. You can actually go there and listen to our programs on the Internet. Many of the programs are archived. And, of course, you can listen to the live 5 hours every day and not get anything accomplished. But you can, of course, on our radioliberty.com or link, or go to the other two networks, the GCN Live Network and the American Freedom Network, where we do our other programs during the course of the day. That's radioliberty.com. And if you look there, you'll actually see pictures of the Berkey water filters, the both Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. And if you buy them, of course, to us, why, you get a video or a four-tape set that we produce. So you have to ask for it, but we'll give that to you free of charge. If you buy the Big Berkey products through us, we work with Jim Shepherd. He's doing a great job offering these products here in America. So if you go to our website at radioliberty.com, see what they are, and if you decide you want to get one, why, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we certainly want to suggest, if you haven't seen our video of the war in Iraq, why, of course, it's called Iraq, The Untold Story, why, of course, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Get the video, or get the syllabus, or get them both together. You'll find all sorts of things there you'll never find any other place. And, of course, this is how we get the information out. If you haven't got the Sustainable Development Syllabus, you need to get that. It has so much information there you'll never find any other place. We have all sorts of other syllabuses, and you go to our website and look the information up. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our boys overseas, because they're still not out of harm's way. There's still things and attacks going on against our forces in Iraq, and there will be for some time to come. And there are other wars to come. We've just begun this Third World War that we're in. We haven't told the American people, but this is just the beginning of a series of planned wars that will involve not only the Middle East, but many other areas throughout the world. And you hear about, well, we'll get our freedom back when the war is over. This war is never going to end during our lifetime. Remember that the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. It's time to take America back. So remember, first, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.